And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show here on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm your host, Bill Frank. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business, business, business. Each of my guests will share his or her perspective on an aspect of business. My next guest knows a few things about advertising and marketing in the 21st century. He developed the Priceless campaign for MasterCard. We'll discuss his proven way to win business and create a following from his book, The Hidden Agenda. Kevin Allen is an expert in business development and leading companies to achieve their ambitions, so much so that one of his closest colleagues coined the term, called him, the billion-dollar man. He spent two decades in the front lines of business development at the top advertising agencies of McCann Worldwide, also the Interpublic Group and Lowe Worldwide, and he's recognized as one of the advertising industry's most accomplished growth professionals. Kevin has worked with such brands as MasterCard, developing the Priceless campaign, as I said, Microsoft, Marriott, Smith Barney, Nestle, L'Oreal, Lufthansa, Johnson & Johnson, and more. Kevin was an early part of Rudy Giuliani's team that prepared the way for his successful mayoral election and the turnaround strategies for the city of New York. Joining us from London, England. Hi, Kevin. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest and sharing your knowledge. All of this accumulated knowledge that you've built up over the years, it's great. I loved your book, and in the book you write, at the end of the day, behind every decision is an unspoken, visceral, emotional motivation. Tap that and you win. Now, to me, as a business guy, that sort of flies in the face of what's taught in business schools today about business. Business is unemotional, it's detached, it's based on logic and spreadsheets and numbers. What is your experience? How does that tell you that it's different than all that?
I'm delighted to hear that particular perspective because, you know, when I came up in the business as a young pup, I was a sensitive kid, you know, always was. And we get in these meetings, and they'd all cut all the men would sit around going, "Oh, let's show them the Coke case, and let's show them this, and let's show them that." And I'd come back from visiting the prospect, and I remember raising my hand very timidly and said, I think the prospect is scared. Because they all turn and look at me like, "What?" talking about. But ultimately, behind every decision is a human being. And I really don't believe, and after 20 years of this, I'm convinced that you don't check your heart or emotions or desires at the door the moment you walk into your office. In fact, I would even assert that since our careers and our businesses are so important to ourselves and our lives and our identities, that it's even more emotional.
Well, now, that's an interesting perspective because here we are in an age where we're all hardened against advertising. We're all hardened against people trying to sell us stuff.
Yeah.
And even in business meetings where we know we're being sold, we still want to be skeptical and everything else. How do you crack through that veneer? How do you get to the emotions underlying what's really going on at the table?
Yeah, that's really interesting. I think that I would almost argue that there have been two phases. You know, some have called it the supply economy, where you know we made stuff, and in the days where there was just a few TV stations and so on, you know, business controlled everything.
Mm-hmm.
People had a choice of a few things, and as that you know Professor Cash calls it, in the demand economy, the customer is in charge. So I don't know that you really sell in the old-fashioned way, which meant persuading, arm-twisting. I think you create an emotional relationship that people say, "I'm with you. I like what you stand for. I like what you believe in. And you've connected with me on a more profound level." I mean, just remember when in the days when the famous Coca-Cola, you know, New Coke thing, right? They took Coke off the shelf. They put New Coke on. And that famous letter from that lady who said, "I believe in three things, my country, my church, and Coca-Cola. How dare you take it from me?" she it wasn't a question of the fizzy water. She had an emotional relationship with that brand. And more importantly, she, like I think consumers all over the world, they're the ones that own the brands now. And it's job of companies and brand people to forge a relationship with these folks.
All right. My guest is Kevin Allen, author of the book, The Hidden Agenda, A Proven Way to Win Business and Create a Following. And you do a very good job in the book, Kevin, of just laying out what the steps are. The secret sauce, as you were, is matching the customer's three hidden agendas with what the target organization has to offer. And those hidden agendas are the wants, the needs, and the values of the customer, and the organization's core credo and the real ambition that's there. Let's talk about those, because as I said, sitting around a table, it's easy to know that there are hidden values, that there are wants, there are needs. But how do you get at those in a business-like setting? There's got to be a set of questions or things that you can ask that will really dig below the surface.
It's so true. And I think exactly what you were pointing out earlier about the sort of business mindset, we were trained for so many years to ask the functional question. I remember we'd all sit around saying, okay, let's develop a series of questions to basically show how smart we are. and you know, meanwhile, there's a person there with a need. And as my mom used to say, you ask a silly question, you get a silly answer. My rejoinder would be, if you ask an emotional question, you get an emotional answer. For example, what keeps you up at night? How do you think your people feel right now? In 5 years' time, what would you want to have created that didn't exist before? These kind of things, it's impossible for them to say, 30% market share increase. It's not going to happen. And then, of course, you apply this sort of notion of laddering, which is the moment you start getting a clue to something interesting in terms of the response, you say, well, why did you say that? Well, I said it, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's interesting. Tell me more. And you start peeling away the layers of the onion. You know, in a business setting, or even any setting for that matter, no one's going to sit in a session, as you say, so tell me, how are you feeling about your business right now? The business leader is not going to say, oh, my God, I'm terrified. I have no idea what I'm doing. And I'm running out. They're never going to say that. But I've come across many, many people that was on their mind. And by my connecting with that and saying, you know what? My core, our core at McCann in this particular case, we're winners. And we know how to win. There's nothing we like more than a good fight. Let me tell you something. For someone who feels that they're on the back foot, that is music.
That is. It's very reassuring. So that laddering, it makes it almost sound more like you're in a psychiatrist's office rather than an ad agency's office. How true is that?
Well, yes. I think that there's a whole thing. In fact, one of my good friends, Dr. Shaw, was talking during the process of the book, talked to me about desire theory. I mean, there's a whole battery of thinking on human desire and how they are held close and how to tap them and so on. So, yes, it is a case study in what ultimately is at the very fundamentals of what motivates people to behave. You know, at the end of the day, it's funny, you talk about psychiatrists, I'll go even one better. This wonderful woman you may remember in the book, one of my mother's friends who sold encyclopedias for a living, door to door, no less. I talked to this fabulous woman, Enid Merrin, her name is. And so I asked her, okay, Enid, you know, we're on the same page here as far as the emotional desire, but can you put it in a nutshell for me? She says, honey, it's really simple. A mother doesn't want a set of encyclopedias. She wants her kid to be president.
That's it.
And that says it all, you know?
It does. All right, well, my guest is Kevin Allen. And so, Kevin, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to give you a hypothetical. Let's use the techniques that you've outlined in the book. And let's say you were placed in the office of Jamie Dimon, the head of J.P. Morgan. They're going through some really tough times right now from a PR standpoint.
Yes.
What sorts of questions would you ask Jamie Dimon to get at the real underlying needs of J.P. Morgan?
That's really interesting, because I actually know him. I worked with him some years ago, and he's a very fine man, actually. I think, even if I didn't know him, I think the first question I would ask is, how do you think your people are feeling right about now? That would take the discussion into what any leader has in their mind, which is, are they with me? Do they still believe in me? And I think that would begin the process of unpacking how he's feeling about the circumstance and what potentially his response might be.
All right. My guest is Kevin Allen, author of the book, The Hidden Agenda, A Proven Way to Win Business and Create a Following. And Kevin, looking at the J.P. Morgan example and getting underneath the skin there, that is great. But I threw you into a situation where you had really no preconceived idea. You didn't know I was going to ask that question.
Sure.
When you go in to pitch a client, when you go in to make a sale,
right,
do you go in with a particular mindset, or do you go in with a complete blank slate and let the conversation dictate which way you go?
Yes. No, what I mean by that is I always tell my colleagues and so on, first, do your emotional homework. The good news is so much is available to us today on profiling who it is we're going to talk to. So much is available on understanding how to profile the company. What kind of firm are they? What do they believe? What are their value systems? Have they been in trouble before? Have they done well? Are they in struggles? And so you develop what I would otherwise call a hidden agenda hypothesis. Now, then that gets to the second half, which I think is really wonderfully observed on your part, which is then you read the room. You know, so you kind of go in with a sense of, okay, clearly these people are you know, feel as if they haven't reached their potential or whatever thing you've arrived at. And then you're right, you begin to articulate questions on that theorem. The good news is, if you're right, it'll ignite the room in a heartbeat, and you realize, wow, I'm onto this thing. Or you realize, I think this is kind of a blind alley, in which case you can start going down others. But I guess at the end of the day, it's just a different kind of preparation.
All right. Now, Kevin, you talk about in your book all of the successes that you've had over your wonderful career, and goodness knows you've had a lot of them with the Priceless Campaign and others that you put together. But all of that aside, not everything is always roses and sunshine. There had to have been some failures along the way, too. So what did you learn from the failures? I mean, did you ever walk into a room with your conceptual target sort of in mind, only to find out the answers to your questions? You were completely off base, and how did you react to that?
It's so observant of you. I think the first thing to say is for every one loss, I had a whole bucket. For every one win, I had a whole bucket of losses. And as I tell people when they're out there pitching, the difference between me and my good friend Dr. Kassar is I say, whoops. So taking a bit of a risk and going for it in any kind of pursuit is something I encourage. But one example. So CEO, the company we're presenting to, an insurance company, fabulous insurance company campaign, marketing people said, you're our choice, we want you to see the chairman, 10 minutes, he'll kiss the ring, everything's cool, and then you get the business.
Mm-hmm.
So we go for our 10 minutes, and at the end of the day, they call us up and said, you didn't get it. But what? We told you we didn't get it. Well, it turns out that our competition studied the chairman, and they found out that he was a kid from the wrong side of the tracks that made good, and so they evolved their presentation around, well, the hidden agenda of what motivated that gentleman. We didn't do that. We stuck with the thing that made the marketing people happy, and like a dummy, I forgot to redo the hidden agenda thinking for the new audience that I was presenting to. So I think it's so right for you to say, if ever I lost, inevitably, it came down to the fact that I got the hidden agenda wrong.
My guest is Kevin Allen, author of the book, The Hidden Agenda, A Proven Way to Win Business and Create a Following. So, Kevin, I'm going to throw another hypothetical at you if I can, please.
Sure.
And let's say now that you're pitching a media company, say a small market radio or television station.
Right.
How would you apply your technique to really get to the core issue of that TV or radio station?
I think that the first step in any of these things is to try to understand the individuals who are leading the company and what their, what I call, real ambition is for it. What is it that they wish to, that in 5 years they would wish to create that was spectacular? And the first step it would be to try to elicit that ambition from them. And then, having done so, there's where the second component of the hidden agenda process comes, is finding out, well, what stands in the way? You know, is it something that you lack? Is it something that your competition has over you? And you can begin to unpack what it is that they need or want, and how then I can begin to connect to that. Because that ultimately the secret, if there is a secret, is it's not only the identification of this media company's real ambition and their hidden agenda, but how we connect to it. Because ultimately they buy you because of how you've connected.
And how are tools, things like the internet, Facebook, Twitter, how are those helping or hurting in making a connection with a potential customer?
It's really very interesting. I would say, in the main, having lived long enough, dare I say, when there was no such thing, finding out things about our prospects was very, very difficult. I mean, you really had to do your shoe leather homework. And, it's like 6 degrees of separation. You talk to a person who pitched to them before and say, what can you tell me about Joe and all this other stuff? The Internet, thanks to all of this and the amount of profiling people willingly put out there, I mean, you can really put a composite picture of an individual very, very easily today. That said, I guess it's always true to say that you could almost err on the side that there's almost too much. So how do you find the right stuff and distill? But I would vote to say that there's never been a time more than now, because of the Internet, to form a brilliant emotional picture of the people you're pitching to, and the companies for that matter.
My guest is Kevin Allen, author of the book, The Hidden Agenda, A Proven Way to Win Business and Create a Following. Kevin, you've probably piqued the interest of many of my listeners that are out there. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, I'd just say I'm really honored and really delighted. You know, I don't know about you, but my internal age is 13, so whenever things like this happen, I go, my God, it must be kidding. So to get to me, for the book is thehiddenagendabook.com, and there's a whole site, and you can actually download chapter one if people would like a gander. And my company, KevinAllenPartners.com, can tell you more about what we do.
Ah, that is great. Kevin, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Bill, thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.